This call is being recorded.
Hello, Ms. Kramer?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Kramer.
Alicia?
Yes, yeah.
Hey, Alexa, I'm sorry.
You're good? Okay, so okay. Say we are on a recorded line. I'm so glad you called me back because I realized at the end of the day the computer will reset all of the answers that you gave me. So I'm glad that you were able to call me back tonight. So that's good. That way I don't have to ask you the same things over. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So were you able to locate your medical paperwork?
Yes. His last name is Dr. Kogan. And he
okay.
was on Thomas Road.
Okay, Kogan on Thomas Road in Arizona. Let's see what I can find. Okay. Is Kogan spelled C-O-G-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. On Thomas Road. Okay. I don't know. No, not that.
240
Thomas Road. Okay, let's see.
West Thomas Road, Suite 301.
Okay, let's
yeah.
see. Okay. Okay. I'm not seeing a Dr. Kogan, so that just could mean that he is no longer practicing. So I'll just take down, okay, so you said it was 240 West Thomas Road, Suite
301,
okay. 301, okay. In Phoenix, Arizona, 85013?
Yes.
Okay. And that was the Barrow Neurological Institute, correct?
Well, that was my neurologist.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so this was your doctor that your neurologist. Okay, so that would be the doctor that treated you then, correct?
Yeah. That,
okay.
Well, that was where he recommended me to go to the neurologist for the CAT scans and things like that. So
okay,
that's my MD.
Okay,
he was my MD.
Okay, so was he your diagnosing doctor then?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you want to say that or whether my neurologist was the diagnosing doctor, being as that's who ordered the CAT scans and things. You get what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
And the biopsy.
Okay. So let's see. So that would probably be, let's see, the CAT scans would be diagnosing doctor. Okay, so let me just see. Bear with me. Let's see. Okay. So Dr. Kogan most likely. Was Dr. Kogan the one that gave you the Depo-Provera shots?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. 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 So it looks like the one on 240 West Thomas Road, suite number 301, is an outpatient surgery and recovery care center. Is that correct?
I guess it's a lot of medical facilities all
together. I know. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Let's see.
So it's kind of hard, like, because they have all of it in one building.
Okay. Do you think the whole building is the St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. And then bear with me. Let me just get that phone number. Okay. And was Dr. Kogan the one who also prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bear with me. I'm just copying that address over one more time. Now, during the time that this was all going on, what pharmacy were you picking up your medication from?
CVS.
CVS? Okay, perfect. And was CVS in Phoenix or Glendale?
Oh, Phoenix.
Okay.
Off 42nd.
Okay, thank you.
Some weird road.
Let me take a
Sweetwater,
look.
No, Sweetwater is not right.
Okay. Uh-uh. Let's see.
A farmer. That's okay. What I remember.
Let's see.
Farmers Road. This is right Farmers before Road? Sweetwater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phoenix, Arizona. Let's try Farmers Road. Let's see, bear with me. Okay. Okay. Let me locate 42nd.
They've been closing down a lot of CVS's, and I live on the other side of town now. So.
Oh, no. Okay.
Right. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
If they're still open, but I know it was 42nd.
Okay. Yeah, I'm West not.
4275, if I'm not mistaken.
4275. Okay, let me take a look.
West Farmers Road.
Okay. 4275. Oh, I think I found it. West Thomas Road. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, that
okay.
Might be it. Yes.
Okay.
I might be getting for the roads mixed
up. Hey, that's
up,
okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's so many CVS's. It's so hard. It's so funny. The one that I actually go to, there's two that are right across the street from each other. So it is such a pain to try to get medication sent to one of them because they always send it to the other one on accident.
To the opposite one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which it's so funny because since they're on the opposite sides of the road, one way is going like to my house and one way is going from my house. So it's such a pain to go to the other one. I'm like, oh, man. But, you know, that's such a easy problem that I complain about.
Right.
And hey, if I really wanted to, I could memorize the address and get them the correct one, but I never do. So I'm just like, it's the one on Beach. I don't know. Beach or Garfield. Okay.
Pick which one. Pick which
yeah,
one.
Exactly.
You go send it to whichever one anyway.
Exactly. Now, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
I had a CAT scan.
Okay.
I didn't have an MRI then. I just had a CAT scan.
Okay. Now, I know you already mentioned this, but I didn't take it down at the time. Who was your diagnosing doctor again?
My neurologist, I'm assuming, will be my diagnosing doctor.
Okay. And what is the name of your neurologist?
Oh, I want to say Christina. Yes. Christina Marie. Marie. Yes. Christina Marie Christman.
Okay.
She was on McDowell.
Okay. Chrisman. I think I found him. Found her. Oh, my gosh. I think. Yeah. Wow. You have a good memory. Christina Marie Chrisman.
Only because my middle name is Miriam. So
uh-huh.
It wasn't hard.
There you go. Wow. Okay. Okay. And then let's see. And what facility were you diagnosed at?
Her facility, she told me at her facility on McDowell.
Okay, on McDowell Road, okay.
Yeah.
I have 1111 East McDowell Road in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I see her phone number right here. Bear with me. And she's a neurologist. Okay, let's see. What's the name of her practice? Where is it? Was it Banner University?
Yes.
Okay.
See, now you're getting it.
There we go.
I'm like, Banner or Zero, they change names so much. Like,
they really do. I know. They make it impossible to find medical records. It's
right.
So hard. Especially if
And then
you
I tried
something.
To remember the addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you did. That's great. That's very helpful.
Right.
I hope you find it right away. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Okay. So the next question asks, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Now, I know from our previous phone call, you did mention you had surgery to remove the tumor. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Who was your treating doctor?
My treating doctor was Dr. Christman.
Okay, same doctor, okay.
Same doctor, and I had chemo.
Okay.
I had chemo. I had surgery, focused radiation.
Focused radiation?
Yes, and chemo and meds. So it's a whole process to it. So
okay.
It goes in a row.
Okay.
I had the focused radiation, then came chemo, and then the meds.
Okay.
Radiation is hell.
Oh,
I wouldn't
sure.
want anyone to go through radiation.
I know my grandma went through that. It's horrible. It really is. I'm so sorry for everything that you've experienced.
And I'm a young woman. Yeah.
I know. But hey, I'm so glad you caught it in time and
yeah.
you sound great, so that's awesome. And I am once again so sorry for everything that you went through.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, were you hospitalized during that process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it asks for the dates that you were hospitalized, so let me see. Was that around February of 2022?
Yes. No. Okay, so I think this is March. Okay, so
okay.
I had my surgery in March because it was right after my birthday.
Okay, yes, you were saying that. Okay.
So I had my surgery in March after the 16th,
okay.
And then I was in the hospital for like 11 days.
11 days, okay.
And then I had outpatient treatment for a year.
Okay. Outpatient. Okay. Okay. Now, I think I already know the answer to this, but I do apologize for having to ask. Do you have a copy of
it's
your
okay.
medical records?
Oh, no. That was
no?
too long ago. I
okay.
just leave those at the hospital.
Okay.
I
so
know I don't have copies.
You don't
of
have
that.
Them on your person, but you can get them, correct?
I can try to, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you do need to provide the medical records, would you like to provide them through the mail or electronically?
Oh, I could try to do them electronically if I
okay.
have to.
Okay. So the good thing is you will be signing a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that gives the attorneys
oh, okay.
the okay to get your medical records on your behalf. Now, sometimes
okay.
if the facility has changed locations or anything like that, then they may need your assistance. just to get the confirmation and possibly if they're unable to retrieve them. But for most of the time, you don't have to do it on your own. They do it for you.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, okay?
Okay.
Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Yeah, he lives with me.
Okay. And what is their first name?
Demetrius, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S. Last name Banks, B-A-N-K-S.
Okay.
And he's a junior.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. Okay, junior. And what is his phone number?
623. Hold on, let me get it right. Hold on. 6239. Oh, hold on, hold on. Let me look it up.
Yeah, take your time.
I even gave you the wrong number. You know, don't nobody remember numbers no more. Okay.
I know.
900.
Okay.
8798.
Okay. And is he a friend, sibling, relative?
This is my son.
Spouse? Son. Okay.
It's my son. He's 19 years old.
Okay. And do you know his email off the top of your head? If not, it's okay.
I can get it from him if you do that.
That's okay. You can always update your file with the attorneys. If you don't know it, that's totally okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now, bear with me. I'm going to copy over your address because he lives with you. And we are almost done, I promise. Okay.
Oh, you're good. No worries.
Okay. Now, have you ever used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be sending you these documents through DocuSign through to both your cell phone as a text and to your email address that you provided. So bear with me. I'm just going to go through a few of the questions one more time to make sure I have the correct answers. That way we don't have to redo the paperwork for you, okay? Already asked, you don't have an attorney, you never signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Now, we know this claim is for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States.
Yes.
Okay. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The meningioma was meningioma of the brain. And your date of diagnosis was February 2022?
Yes.
Okay. Your date of birth is 3/16/1979?
Yes.
Okay. You use name brand Depo-Provera. You used it for at least 1 year. You used it between February 2019 to February 2022. And you had 4 injections in each year, correct? At least 4 injections each year, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You used it after 1992.
Yeah.
You confirmed your gender. Your first name is Robyn, R-O-B-Y-N.
Yes.
Middle name M.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R.
Yes.
Your email is rkramer36@icloud.com.
Yes.
This phone number we're speaking on is your mobile phone. You prefer a call and text in the afternoon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have your address as 8755 West Las Palmeritas Drive in Peoria, Arizona, 85345.
Yes.
Okay. Your doctor, Dr. Kogan, was the one who administered the Depo-Provera at St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center at 240 West Thomas Road, Suite 301, Phoenix, Arizona, 85013.
Yeah.
Okay. He was also your prescribing doctor for Depo-Provera. Your pharmacy you picked up medication was CVS. Your diagnosing and treating doctor was Dr. Christina Marie Christman at Banner University, 111 East McDowell Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85006.
Yes.
Okay. You were hospitalized for meningioma for 11 days after surgery. Okay, I already verified that with you a few times, so I don't need you to repeat that. Okay, now this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
601-03-8977.
Okay, 601-03-8977.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be, I already texted you my number, so I'm also going to send you another text. If you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera, please feel free to give them my number, because the best way to get people's voices heard is by word of mouth of knowing about this lawsuit, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I definitely didn't know.
yeah, I know, it's horrible. I'd like to think that no one knew at the time, you know, so hopefully that's the case, but you never know.
Yeah. Well, you know, things change. As years
exactly.
go on, things
exactly.
change. So.
Exactly. Okay, bear with me. Let's see. I don't know why. Oh, okay. That's why. No email. Gmail. Okay. All right, so I'm currently setting up the documents, so bear with me. Okay. Okay. Now, I just hit send, so you should be receiving the documents to both your email and your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay, now go ahead and open it and let me know when you opened it, and we can definitely walk through it together. If you need my help, I'll be here, okay?
Okay. Oh, yeah, DocuSign is pretty easy.
Yes, I know. Thank goodness, I know. And it's even cool now that they have the option that you can click a pre-created signature.
Yeah.
Because none of our signatures look beautiful on DocuSign. So I like that they do that now. Mm-hmm. I mean, mine doesn't even look good off of DocuSign. So I like that I can click that.
Right. Okay, so I started it and I sent it.
Okay, let me take a look. Let's see if I received it on my end. Okay, I think I did. Okay, all right, I received it on my end. So now what's going to happen is you're going to get a call from the law group within the next 72 hours. Now, since it is Thursday, I would expect the call either Monday or Tuesday. Now, they might reach out before. I'm not too sure. But if not, you have my number. Please give me a call and I will connect you directly to them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have any questions for me?
That's it.
Okay, Ms. Kramer, I do want to thank you for your time. I admire your strength through such a difficult time, and I am sorry that we do have to ask questions that may open old wounds, but let's get your voice heard and hold these companies accountable, okay?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Thank you once again for your time. You have a happy new year.
You too, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.